I'm Jim Bertel reporting. North Korea held a military parade and rally on Kim Il-sung Square on Thursday. Jeff Custer has more.
Kim Jong-un attended the parade, which North Korea's state-run television broadcast hours after it was over. He called for his military to maintain a high level of combat readiness against the United States and its followers. It was unclear whether the North showed the entirety of his speech during the recorded coverage of the parade, which seemed heavily edited. Kim didn't make any comments about the Olympics in the parts of his speech that were broadcast. Pyeongchang Winter Olympics officially open Friday, where North and South Koreans will march under a united flag during the opening ceremony. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in South Korea to attend the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics. Pence, meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, said Washington's support for Seoul was unwavering.
Reaffirm the strong and unbreakable bond between the people of the United States of America and the people of South Korea.
Pence is leading a U.S. delegation to the Winter Olympics. U.S. military officials say coalition airstrikes in northern Syria killed about 100 pro-government fighters who were part of an attack on U.S.-backed opposition forces. The U.S.-led coalition says the pro-government fighters carried out an unprovoked attack against well-established Syrian Democratic Forces headquarters. Syria called the strike a war crime and called for the coalition to be dismantled. The U.S. government is heading for a shutdown at midnight Thursday unless House members of Congress overcome their differences on immigration and reach a budget agreement. The Senate will vote first after its leaders agreed Wednesday on a bipartisan deal that does not include addressing contentious immigration topics. This is VOA News. The White House is facing questions following the resignation of key advisor to President Donald Trump. Rob Porter resigned Wednesday after two of his former wives claimed he physically and emotionally abused them. The White House would not comment on a report that he failed to receive a security clearance due to the claims. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly released a statement Wednesday evening saying he was shocked by the new allegations, adding there is no place for domestic violence in our society. Russia warns the Islamic State group is turning northern Afghanistan into a resting base of international terrorism and a bridgehead for establishing its destructive caliphate in the region. Pernell Murdoch has more.
Russian ambassador to Pakistan, Alexei Dedov, said that the group's international wing was spearheading the effort of terrorists spilling over the borders of Syria and Iraq and moving worldwide. Russia and Iran accused the United States of supporting Islamic State's rise in Afghanistan. Washington rejects the charges as rumors and says its operations in partnership with Afghan forces against IS bases in the country have significantly degraded and reduced the number of terrorists. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News, Washington.
A Bangladesh court sentenced former Prime Minister Khalida Zia on Thursday to 5 years in prison on corruption charges. Bangladesh's Anti-Corruption Commission had filed charges against Zia and five others, including her son, for allegedly stealing more than $260,000 from the Zia Orphanage Trust. The former Bangladesh Prime Minister has denied the accusations. The conviction means that Zia could be barred from running in December national elections. Zia's lawyer says she will appeal the decision. More than 200 aftershocks have hampered rescue efforts after a powerful earthquake struck off of Taiwan's east coast. Rosanna Philpott has more.
Emergency teams raced to uncover survivors in the early hours of Thursday morning, looking for any still trapped in the rubble. It's the aftermath of a powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake that struck the city of Hualien Tuesday. At least 10 people are dead, more than 250 injured, and many are still missing. The tremor tore apart pavements and shattered buildings, bringing at least four down. Hualien lies close to Taiwan's east coast. The island sits between two tectonic plates and is prone to earthquakes.
Reporter Rosanna Philpott. Britain said on Thursday it was working with its partners to tackle U.S. concerns over a landmark 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and major powers, but said Tehran must avoid actions that threaten regional security. At this hour, U.S. markets are down about 1.5%. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station. VOA.